We go now to Venezuela, a country whose fiery and bombastic president is famous, or in some quarters infamous, for his speeches and theories. The latest hypothesis from President Hugo Chavez has raised eyebrows, not just among politicians, but among historians. His theory is that Venezuela's 19th century independence hero, Simón Bolívar, did not die ill in bed, as is generally believed. He's now saying that Bolívar was murdered by treacherous conspirators. The president's sleuthing has some Venezuelans wondering whether he should be concentrating on more current issues like inflation and violent crime. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Venezuela's capital.
Y muchos se prestaron al engaño.
Venezuela's populist president gives speeches all the time, and his frequent pronouncements often astonish. But in a recent marathon speech, he said this.
They tell us that Bolívar left government because he was sick with tuberculosis. Lies, lies, 1,000 lies. So there are doubts, serious doubts.
Serious enough doubts, the president says, to launch an investigation. Chavez appointed his vice president and told him to head a commission of 9 cabinet ministers. Their job? To clear up the circumstances of Bolívar's death in 1830 in Santa Marta, Colombia. Historians say Bolívar, sick and broken, having watched his plans for a grand country disintegrate, died on the coast. He has since become an icon, never more so than here in Caracas, where he was born. Chavez says Bolívar was slain by Colombian and Venezuelan oligarchs, who may have even stolen his bones. Chavez spoke at the National Pantheon, where a sarcophagus is believed to hold Bolívar's remains.
We have the moral obligation to clear this up. Open that sacrosanct coffin.
Bolívar, after all, was the father of the country, and is the guiding light for Chavez, who calls his transformation of Venezuela a Bolivarian revolution. But on a recent day at the Pantheon, as boys rode skateboards and played baseball outside, Josmar Linares said she thought Chavez needed to put his priorities in order.
It's a waste of time for us to invest time and money in a commission when there are other necessities that need resolving.
They include Latin America's highest inflation, food shortages, and rampant crime that's seen homicides rise more than 15% in the last 2 years. Luis Vicente León tracks Chavez's popularity for the Caracas polling firm Data Analysis. He says Chavez's support has fallen fast since losing a referendum in December that would have expanded his powers. It's now below 50%.
People now think that Chavez has to solve the problems, and they have a lot of absolutely concrete problems, and they don't care about these long and abstract speeches, like talking about Bolívar assassination or about Che Guevara.
John Lynch recently published a highly acclaimed biography, Simón Bolívar, A Life. He sharply disagrees with Chavez and says the documentation and diaries of the day show Bolívar was dying as he abandoned the capital of Bogotá for the coast.
Historically, he's got it all wrong and it's quite incorrect. The facts have been known for some time. In spite of the disagreements, my own view remains that of the tradition that he died of tuberculosis.
The government's latest project doesn't seem to have sparked much support from ordinary Venezuelans, but it's greatly appreciated by political humorists. One is Gilberto González.
The president is very creative. He's always looking for new ways to draw attention to himself.
González says he hasn't yet worked in the Bolívar assassination scenario into his shows. He says this president produces humorous material faster than he can use it. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.